At Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, officials have made a controversial decision to pull four works of art by the 19th century French sculptor Auguste Rodin. The sculptures are part of a traveling exhibition that includes one of his most famous works, The Kiss, one of the pieces the university decided to remove. Campbell Gray is director of the Brigham Young University Museum of Art. He says that the four works were removed from the exhibition out of sensitivity for the community around the university.
What people need to understand is that every museum has a relationship with its audiences, remembering that there are many audiences, that is always flexible and dynamic and open. And in this process, we have made decisions in relationship to the potential for some people within our community, certainly not all, to think of issues that are not in accordance with the whole curatorial intention of the exhibition itself. And so, in this case, the exhibition is designed and intended to carry the sensitive relationship between hands and message and how the hands carry the emotions and the message. And the decision here has been that some people in our community, at least, might be concentrating on other aspects.
Although, as I look at a picture of the kiss, the hand is gently rested on the woman's thigh and hip, and it speaks of tenderness. What would be wrong with your students seeing that?
The museum is both an academic institution, it's part of the university, and it's also a part of the university which faces the public and enjoys wonderful attendance from our community here. And so human intimacy is, for aspects of this community, a very sacred and very private thing. It is regarded as one of the most important aspects of life and something that is of the utmost delicacy and integrity. And we had felt as a group that to explore those ideas in a context in which hands and other expressions of the primary issues would have been deflecting away from the primary intention of the show.
You've also banned a sculpture of John the Baptist, who is shown nude walking, which is considered a depiction of his mortality. Is it also that he's shown as a nude that has caused you to ban that one?
Well, nudity is not the issue. In fact, those who come to see the exhibition will see certain works of figures that remain nude. It's the discourse of each individual work and how it contributes to the overall message of the show. And in the case of John the Baptist, this is a religious institution. We exist within a very strongly religious community. The mortality of the prophet is not in question, but in this community we hold the prophet in also a very reverent and sacred way. We're talking about a context here, a context of a religious university, a religious setting where when viewers come to see, they have certain expectations already. This is not a condemnation of the show nor any other venue for doing it.
Campbell Gray is the director of the Brigham Young University Museum of Art in Provo, Utah.